This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And you said last week you talked about the Stanford prison experiment in some sort of context.
Yeah, I'm not sure how we got started on it, but we use it as an example. You know,
right.
This is the famous experiment where the guy set up a prison down in the basement, and he took a bunch of college students, split them up, guards and prisoners, and the results were, man is dark, because the prisoners were losing their minds, and the prison guards were coming out like Nazis, horrific and brutal, and it turns out that it might not actually be true.
What's always struck me about it is how much it seems to correspond with what we libertarians in particular know about human nature. You know, you give people authority over others and they immediately start to abuse it.
Well, that brings up the Milgram experiment, which that's exactly what that one was. The outcome of that was people, human beings, are more likely to refer to authoritarianism. You have someone with a badge and a suit standing over you telling you to push a button, you're more likely to do it. If it's one of their coworkers, if it's one of their peers, maybe not as likely. But if they've got a shiny uniform on, the Milgram experiment says you're more likely going to, you know, push that button to shock your fellow human being. I have my doubts about that one as well. Maybe we can get into that. But
I do think humans tend to be authoritarian, and I don't know if that's by design or if we've just been systematically brainwashed to be that way. I tend toward the latter.
I think that there are two types. I think that there is the type that tends to be authoritarian, pushing buttons, telling people to push buttons, and you have the sheep who are willing to go along with it and eat whatever is put in front of them on the plate.
Yep. See, this is why I'm a Satanist. You know, Satan, Lucifer, the ultimate anti-authoritarian.
Right.
Refused to bow to even God. And I think religion historically has been used as a tool of convincing people to bow to arbitrary authorities.
It's one of the first governments.
Yeah. And now, you know, the state has obviously become the world's largest religion. It's very frustrating. So was the Stanford prison experiment fake?
Well, not fake so much as the conductor of said experiment, who was an activist. He was a prison reform activist. He had a goal in mind. He had the results that he wanted, and it might be he pushed for them a little too hard.
What do you have in front of you?
I have two articles. This one is from outerplaces.com. I think it did a good job of surmising the characteristics of this experiment. The good one, which I'm going to share in our Discord and whatnot, and
that's discord.freetalklive.com.
The better article is about a 25-minute read by a guy named Ben Bloom, the researcher who really delved deep into this, talked to all of the prison guards / prisoners who took part in the experiment, and also, and we have a doc at the door, I believe, but this article from outerplaces.com, I think, does a good job of laying it out. When it was conducted in 1971, the infamous Stanford prison experiment seemed to shine a harsh light on the darkest parts of the human heart. In the years since, it has been widely cited as proof that humans will slip into whatever roles they are given and perpetuate horrifying abuses on others when given absolute power. However, despite its inclusion in almost every entry-level psychology textbook, New research into the experiment's records and interviews with the participants has revealed that many of the landmark study's results were due to the interference by the researchers, or they were simply faked by the students.
See, that's interesting because the story I've always heard about it was that the professor running the experiment didn't really see anything wrong with it, and it wasn't until his girlfriend came down and saw it that it was pulled and that they put it to an end because it was so horrific, and the professor who was overseeing it just hadn't noticed.
Well, after 6 days, the girlfriend came down, saw it, supposedly this is what happened, and Philip Zimbardo, who conducted the research, it turns out that he might have planted some information within the prisoners. The prison guards had them doing things that didn't come naturally.
Such as?
The abuses. For example,
okay.
They had a warden, a past warden, come in, and he gave the prison guards all kinds of great ideas on how to torture the prisoners. So none of this, they didn't come up with any of it on their own. The psychologist who oversaw the study, Philip Zimbardo, even admitted recently that he intended the experiment to promote prison reform. He was, in fact, a prison reform activist. He had a lot of ideas on changes that he would want to make within the system, and had the idea that it doesn't actually work. It doesn't actually reform human beings, period. It just makes them worse. And
well,
a lot of respects,
the plan with the American prison system was supposed to be to help reform prisoners, but that got throughout a century ago at the least, right? It's no longer about reforming people. It's about just punishing them and segregating them.
It's about putting away so that the rest of us taxpayers don't have to deal with it.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, yeah. And you can make the argument that there are many different forms of prison systems in this culture, and that we're all from birth being reformed in some way, some fashion or another to serve our purpose, and starting with school. And then you have many different types of religion.
There's the military system that encourages the poor to enlist in order to pay for college and health care and crap.
Yep.
Okay, interesting. So this guy was a prison reform activist.
Deep down, at his core, he had an idea. He knew what he wanted.
Okay. And he used the experiment as a method for...
Correct. So
his ideas,
right.
Scientific.
So he was probably. I have no doubt he meant well, but he was using science that hasn't really been replicated. They did redo this study in I think the 2000s in Great Britain, and they did not get the same results. So right off the bat, you know, the whole science is settled folk out there. I know that...
Well, science is never settled.
It's never settled.
And anyone who actually knows anything about science doesn't say science is settled.
And this experiment, this famous experiment that we have, you know, talked about, I've been talking about it for many, many years.
Oh, sure.
It's never really been replicated.
It's one of libertarians' favorite talking points.
Oh, yeah.
So what has happened? I mean... I'm hearing a lot of information here that I'm like, well, what's the source on this that's supposedly debunking this? And two, with those other studies, well, what were the results?
Ben Bloom, a reporter,
mm-hmm.
Did a deep delve.
Okay.
He talked to...
Reporter for who?
He's his own guy. He's an author.
Okay, so he's a blogger.
he actually has a book.
Right, okay.
So, and there's a French dude... who also wrote a book just recently. This has all just come out in the last...
Is this book about this?
Yeah, this is...
So he's trying to sell books, so that brings this into question right there.
Right, but I mean, he talked
Well, the guy who oversaw the Stanford Prison Experiment was trying to sell an idea.
Well,
he
was a psychologist, first and foremost. I mean, it wasn't like he was just doing that. He had a number of different experiments. He had been a psychologist for years and years and years. I mean, that wasn't like his first, you know, rodeo doing that.
That doesn't
that
mean
kind
that his politics can't inform his psychology, though.
That's true. I don't disagree with you about that, but I'm saying the sole purpose of this supposed debunking of this is completely riding on the fame of Philip Zimbardo and Philip Zimbardo's work. This is just a debunking, and a book that has to. It's kind of like, you know, how modern media is clickbait.
And it
depends completely upon being outrageous.
Let's not forget how much money and books Zimbardo has sold over the years.
Sure.
This is his livelihood.
Again, but that was original. This is derivative.
Correct.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join the discussion about the Stanford Prison Experiment by giving us a call at our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE as in Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Your product is absolutely amazing. I can't tell you how my life has been changed so completely. I'm just at a loss to describe. I don't know how I could ever tell Dr. Howard and Susan, his dear wife, how much I deeply appreciate all the work they put into this magnificent product. I mean, there's so many things that have improved, and I'm only just beginning.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform that you can find at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, bank transfer, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. There are other really awesome reasons to use the site. One of the best reasons is the admins. I ended up catching a new scam as it was attempting to be executed, and I contacted one of the admins about it, and about an hour later, they had tracked down six of this guy's accounts and banned all of them. It was amazingly responsive. So good work to the admins at local.bitcoin.com. Go check it out. It's a great place to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash. So we're talking about the Stanford Prison Experiment, the famous one, that supposedly revealed that human beings are ultimately monsters when given authority and an us and them mentality. Evidently, though, the whole thing may have been sort of a sham.
A setup, for sure.
Yeah.
It was let to happen. You know, the conductor of said experiment had an idea of what results he wanted to see, and he may have helped the results come to fruition.
Which is certainly not good science.
It is not good science at all, and it's sad that there are too many of these types of scientists out there who do have an idea what they want in the long run, and a lot of it depends on their grant at the end of the year or whether they'll be able to get that book deal.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And we know that government grants and things like that has tainted a lot of the science around climate change, better or worse.
This is very true. Let's talk about the experiment, break it down, and describe exactly what we're dealing with. The experiment involved creating a miniature facsimile of a prison in the basement of the Stanford's Jordan Hall, complete with two groups of students who were assigned the role of either prisoners or guards. The experiment was planned to last 2 weeks, but was canceled after 6 days when the whole thing went off the rails. According to Zimbardo, the students playing the roles of guards began to dehumanize the prisoners and treat them in an increasingly brutal ways, even locking one of them in the closet as he screamed, "I'm burning up inside," which, according to that prisoner, many, many years later, claims was all acting. He said he faked the whole thing. The prisoners, meanwhile, started to lose their sense of identity and seemed to forget that the experiment wasn't real. Two elements of the experiment amazed and fascinated students and psychologists for years. First, that the guards devised their set of rules to mercilessly control the prisoners and transform them into human cattle. And second, that the prisoners seemed to genuinely go crazy in the prison despite the fact that they could ask to leave at any time. In fact, it turns out that almost all the guards' rules were provided to them by the study's overseers, one of the wardens that was brought in, an actual real-life prison warden. That many of the students playing the role of prisoners were only acting the way that they thought the study's authors wanted them to, and that the prisoner student were told they couldn't leave the experiment even if they said the words that were supposed to release them, i.e., "I quit the experiment."
Okay.
In light of these revelations, scholars are calling for the removal of the experiment from psychology textbooks and reevaluation of research based on the experiment. When asked if he would defend the studies, Zimbardo said, "I'm not going to defend it anymore. The defense is its longevity." And like I said, I'm going to try to pick some pieces from Blum's research. But
right.
Like I said, it's a very long article, and I have linked it in the Twitter. And I definitely recommend, because he breaks down many of the prisoners, many of the guards, their testimony, and what they were actually up to. It was a lot of it was appeasing the conductor Zimbardo. These, you have to keep in mind, these are all students. They're all psychology students. And, well, I mean, you've got a guy with a badge, a guy with a uniform, telling them what he wants, and they're going along with the show. They were also being paid, too. So, okay. So now, Johnson, what do you...
Who's the prison warden that you're referring to?
I'll find it. It's one of the California... It's definitely in here.
Because I've never seen a mention of that. I've always seen mention that Philip Zimbardo was acting as warden for the purpose of the experiment.
They had to bring in... And keep in mind, Zimbardo had never entered a prison
right.
himself.
So it's, yeah.
So he was just going on a whole bunch of hearsay.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he did bring in somewhat of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
He had them come and talk with the prison guards, the mock prison guards. And it turns out that he gave them lots of ideas on things they could do to humiliate and to keep the prisoners down.
Right.
And I will find that, but it might take me a break, another segment to get that for you. It's a big article, but it's definitely a recommended read.
I guess the important question would be whether or not the warden was suggesting these things from experience as methodologies that the prison system was using in order to get prisoners to be compliant.
Here's the thing.
Because if they are, then the experiment remains valid, regardless of it being a warden who supplied them.
The reason I think that this experiment has issue, Blum, I think, ties it up. He says, the appeal of the Stanford Prison Experiment seems to go deeper than its scientific validity, perhaps because it tells us a story about ourselves that we desperately want to believe, that we as individuals cannot really be held accountable for the sometimes reprehensible things we do. As troubling as it might seem to accept Zimbardo's fallen vision of human nature, it is also profoundly liberating. It means we're off the hook. Our actions are determined by circumstance. Our fallibility is situational. Just as the gospel promised to absolve us of our sins, if we would only believe, this Stanford prison experiment offered a form of redemption tailor-made for a scientific era, and we embraced it. And this is why I've always had problems with the Milgram experiment and this experiment, because it really does seem to let fallible human beings off the hook for their issues.
I don't see it as letting them off the hook, though. It's explaining the behavior that occurs, but explaining something isn't the same as excusing it.
I think that it is excusing it. I think that's what the Milgram experiment was all about.
They would be wrong to do so. I mean, an explanation isn't an excuse. It's an explanation. It's like, hey, this is why humans become monsters when they have authority over others.
But this is
saying, oh, it's okay to become a monster. It makes no moral assessment of the situation whatsoever.
No, I think that it does say that it's okay to be a monster. I think that this is saying it's natural.
Where are you deriving that from? Because it literally has never made that implication anywhere. No one has ever said the Stanford Prison Experiment proves it's okay to be a monster.
It is. Underneath it all, it's saying you can't help it. This is just like telling a drug addict that he has no control over it. He has no control over whether he puts drugs in his body or not.
More on this in a moment, 855-450-3733.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICA Gold Silver.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says terrorist Qassem Soleimani was responsible for enormous destruction in the volatile Middle East. He also says that the general was overseeing terrorist plots that could have led to the deaths of many more Americans. Some Democrats are questioning the legality of the missile strike, to which Republican Congressman Van Taylor of Texas tells J.P. Caffey and crew on 1160 AM KBDT in Dallas.
This was absolutely within his legal rights. And this is very consistent with killing Osama bin Laden, killing al-Baghdadi, dozens, hundreds of terrorists have been killed by the United States since 9/11. And none of those were done with Congress passing a resolution saying, hey, it's okay for you to go do that.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he has the votes to move forward with an impeachment trial. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And we're talking about the Stanford Prison Experiment. And I was thinking of another example during the break there. Like, you know, so many of the serial killers and things like that had terribly abusive and traumatic childhoods, right? When psychologists go and look for that sort of thing, it's not because they're excusing the murders. It's because they want to understand the rationale behind it so that in the future they can prevent those sort of things from happening or being committed by others.
And you could put a lot of the blame on those circumstances that created, that made those human beings who they are.
But no one is saying, okay, well, we can't imprison serial killers then, you know? They're just saying, oh, this is one of the leading things that causes people to become serial killers.
Let me go back to my drug addict analogy. When you get these psychologists, you get these drug therapists, addict therapists, who sit down with their problem child and they'll be like, this is all chemical. Your brain has been rewired. You love your heroin because it's a chemical addiction. And your brain has actually been rewired. You have no control over this. And that takes the whole free will choice out of the equation. And
well, you presume free will and choice are part of the equation in the first place, and then we're not just biologically programmed to behave in one particular way or another.
We are, but I can control my...
Can you? Why do you say that?
If I want to never have a drink of alcohol ever again, I could put my foot down and do it. I don't want to. I don't see any reason to. But I
don't know why you think you have any control over that whatsoever.
How do I not have control over that?
Because you don't have omniscience. You can't make a claim about
free will.
I
can certainly make a claim that I will never...
You can believe that you have free will, sure.
But
to state it as unequivocal fact... I mean, that's silly. I just
made it a fact. I just said,
how facts work, though. You asserted a thing. That doesn't make that thing true.
But when the assertion, the act of the assertion is what makes the thing true, then yes, it is.
It's not a demonstration of free will, though, because he hasn't demonstrated that he can respond in any other way. He hasn't demonstrated
he's perpetually demonstrating right now by not drinking. In fact, he's demonstrated again and again, and he just demonstrated again. Oh, and he demonstrated it again.
What?
I mean, once he picks up the drink, then we'll...
We'll never know unless you can put a camera on me and watch me for the rest of the next 80 years.
The circumstances of your situation right now preclude you from having a drink. So you can't say you have free will to choose to have a drink if you wanted to, because you are literally sitting there without a drink.
I could say I'll never have a drink ever again and snap my fingers, and it will happen.
But why do you presume that you're making a choice there and you're not just being biologically programmed to do it?
Okay, well, if I'm just a non-player character strapped in this simulation, I'm not real, I'm part of someone else's game, I have been written...
I mean, this is essentially what you've argued over the past several weeks.
I argue all of the possibilities. I am open to all of the possibilities.
Except the one where you don't have free will.
Because I was written this way.
Exactly. Awesome.
All right. By the way, huge, huge mistake on my part. He wasn't the consultant, was not a warden. He was a parolee. He was in the prison system.
Okay.
His name was Carl Prescott.
Huh.
So
when did he do this consulting? During, before, or after the experiment? Well,
definitely before, but I think that he was there right up to the beginning days. By the way, the Zimbardo wasn't the warden, the mock warden. His second in command, some guy named Jaff, who actually came up with the experiment in one of Zimbardo's classes.
Right.
He was the actual orchestrator of this experiment. Zimbardo took, of course, as your professors usually do, he took all of the credit.
Right.
But I mean, I have, like I said, like I go back to the free will argument. I have issue with these types of experiments letting bad people off the hook. And that's my problem with this. This is a way of explaining away bad behavior, people doing inhuman things to other human beings, and so they could push off the blame onto, say, their authoritarian leader who was actually calling all the shots. This is how a Nazi could say, it wasn't really me, it was Hitler.
So when was this study, this article that you have published?
This is last year.
When?
June 7th,
okay.
2018.
Because there is a response from Zimbardo at the end of June of that same year.
Yeah, he said he's not dealing with it anymore. He's tired.
Apparently he reversed that and actually decided to defend it. He said Blum and Vox got the story wrong. He says only one guard was prodded to act tougher. We did not discuss Blum's evidence that the prisoners in the experiment were held against their will despite pleas to leave. After talking with him, the results of the experiment seemed still unscientific and untrustworthy. It's an interesting demonstration, but should enduring lessons in psychology be based off of it? I doubt it. Here, this is Vox still. He says, here's our conversation, which has been edited for length and clarity. This is Brian Resnick, apparently, is talking with Zimbardo. He says, here's my understanding of the criticisms that have come to light recently about the Stanford Prison Experiment. For years, the conclusion has been drawn that the study was that the circumstances can bring out the worst in people or encourage bad behavior. And when some people are given power and some people are stripped of it, that fosters ugly behavior. What's come to light, what I got out of that Ben Bloom's report, was that it might not have all been the circumstance. That these guards that you employed were possibly coached in some ways. There's audio, and for me, it sounded pretty compelling that the warden in your experiment, who I understand was an experimental collaborator, was calling out a guard for not being tough enough. The warden told the guard, the guards have to know that every guard is doing what we call a tough guard, and then you can listen. They've got a link to the tape. So what is that? So does that not invalidate the conclusion? And Philip Zimbardo says, not at all. And why not? Because he's talking to one guard who was doing nothing. These are people these are people we've hired who are not doing it for a salary, $15 a day to play the role of guard. And Jaffe, the warden, picks on this guy because he's doing nothing. He's sitting on the sideline, doing nothing, watching. He's got to earn his keep as a guard. The point is, telling a guard to be tough does not mean telling a guard to be mean or to be cruel or to be sadistic, which many of the guards became of their own volition, playing the role of what they thought was to be a prison guard. So I reject your assumption entirely. Brian Resnick replies, here's the description of the experiment as written on your website. It says, the guards made up their own set of rules, which they carried into effect. In another paper, you wrote that the guards' behavior was left up to each subject prior to societal learning of the meaning of prisons. But here's a different possibility. Do you think it is possible that some of the guards were acting to please you, to please the study, and to do something good for science? Even without telling the guards explicitly to do something, they might have gotten the impression that it was important for them to play these roles, and they were compelled because of your authority. Philip Zimbardo says, some of them might, but most of them didn't. For many of them, it was simply a way to make $15 a day during a two-week summer break between summer school and the start of classes in September. It was nothing more than that. It was not wanting to help science. Some of them were increasingly mean, cruel, sadistic, way beyond the definition of tough. Some of them were guards who simply enforced the rules, and some were good guards who never did anything abusive to the prisoners. So it's not that the situation brought a single quality in the guard. It's a mix. The criticism that you're raising, Blum raised, that others are raising, is that we told the guards what to do and they ended up doing. And therefore, the results were due to obedience to authority, and it's not the evolution of cruel behavior in the situation of a prison-like experiment. And I reject that.
Here's another issue that I think needs to be brought to the front. This was only 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you can't create, I don't think you can create a sadist and or a masochist in only 6 days. I think these positions are filled from people who have done and lived these experiences their whole lifetimes. Sadists come from a certain type of person.
I don't believe it. I think that this could be replicated. I'd like to find out more.
I wish we could.
Other studies.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And for years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping to build one, liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network aspect to it so that you can connect and share with others. However, use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. That's Liberty.menu. Now, we've been talking about the Stanford prison experiment so far and the overall implications of it, whether or not it was real and how reliable the scientific experiment actually was in light of some of these claims against the psychologists who planned and oversaw the experiment.
This is true. And he is, of course, Johnson, he is rebutted. He has come back at every corner because this is his livelihood. Of course he's going to.
Yeah, of course.
He's been teaching on this and writing books, and this is probably one of the more popular psychology experiments ever.
Just going to point out here that you were making the same justification for the debunker, like 30 minutes ago.
I'm going to look at this from everyone's angle. Okay.
I just felt the need to point that out.
I'm not saying Blum is correct, and I'm not saying Zimbardo is correct. They might both be wrong, and they might both be right.
So in this article where they actually interview Zimbardo, with the Vox who was responsible for, Brian Blum discrediting him, Brian Blum writing for Vox, Brian Resnick went on to interview Zimbardo and, to defend himself. The crux of the defending himself thing is Brian asks, is it okay if we just move on from the Stanford prison experiment? Like you said, it's a demonstration. Maybe we just need to ground our understanding of acts of evil in something a little more scientific, to be honest. And Philip Zimbardo responds, at this point, I don't want anyone to reject the basic conclusion that I've said several times in this interview. I don't want that to be rejected. I would love for there to be better, more scientific evaluation of this conclusion rather than a bunch of bloggers saying, we're going to shoot it down.
And by the way, that brings in one of the biggest issues with this is that we can't really replicate this study. I don't know how the 2001 Great Britain psychologists were able to conduct their experiment because, I mean, there's...
I just think it's kind of funny that Philip Zimbardo, after going through all this, being at the very center of this, reiterated what I questioned immediately at the beginning of hearing you talk about this, which was, who is this guy shooting down the Stanford prison experiment? It sounds like it's just a blogger shooting it down. And it sounds still like it may just be a blogger trying to shoot it down and trying to get his fame by riding on the coattails of this many, many years long, you know, scientific, like actually more rigorously scientific study.
If 40 years later you find out that the people who participated in this experiment, half of them were faking it.
But it sounds like they weren't. Like, from the responses, it sounds like
the guy who was screaming he was on fire, he was acting. He admitted it. He admitted it many times over the years. He's been getting tired of being dragged into this. He's given the Zimbardo a hard time, not wanting to go on interviews with him, because he says he was just acting.
For what purpose?
He's a student. He was trying to make his boss happy. Here, let me read what the Great Britain.
Or was he trying to manipulate the guards?
Right. I mean,
he was one of the prisoners.
Right.
According to Alice
Haslam,
prisoner
saying, "Hey, I'm suffering. You have to let me out of here."
And the John Wayne prisoner, he was nicknamed John Wayne. He said he was acting as well. He was right down to his accent.
I mean, by definition, they were all acting because none of them were actually prisoners.
So then my opinion, the experiment is not a sham, but it's faulty.
Did you think they were actually prisoners and guards?
No.
So but they you were, knew but they were acting from the start, right?
But it depends on at what level. Are they acting like they're acting in a movie? Or are they actually putting forth a good effort to replicate what they think would really take place? One of them is for our amusement. One of them should be for science. You're giving a script. This is you. Act this way. Uh-huh. Versus, this is science. We want you to act reasonably true to your humanity and try to replicate what would have really happened. They're very different.
What if the human nature aspect of it, when given the role of a guard, is to act how one thinks a guard would act?
Well, that's what
like
I'm saying. That's
viciously and callously. So it doesn't undermine
the experiment at all.
Yeah,
except the guy who got yelled at because he wasn't acting that way.
Says Corpy now says that this episode was less a psychotic break than a manipulation so he could go home and study.
Yeah, he was tired of being there. He had a test coming up.
He was trying to manipulate the guards.
Right. So
that was the hypothesis I threw out.
So he was screaming like a maniac about how he was on fire because he was trying to get out of the experiment.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
I don't blame him. It sounds like it was pretty horrific to go through.
Because he was bored out of his mind and he had to study.
Well, boredom is not exactly pleasant.
No, it's not. Let me read this quote. According to Alex Haslam and Stephen Riker, psychologists who co-directed an attempted replication of the Stanford Prison Experiment in Great Britain in 2001, a critical factor in making people commit atrocities is a leader assuring them that they are acting in the service of a higher moral cause with which they identify. For instance, scientific progress or prison reform. We have been taught that the guards abused prisoners in the Stanford prison experiment because of the powers of their roles, but Haslam and Riker argue that their behavior arose instead from their identification with the experimenters, which Jaff, the warden, and Zimbardo encouraged at every turn.
I mean, it's interesting that Zimbardo doesn't want to talk about this guy at all, and what's also interesting to me is if they all had a very precise set of words at which they could leave the experiment at any time, why didn't he just say those things?
It turns out that he probably wasn't honoring in their original contract. Zimbardo claims that all they had to say is "I quit the experiment" and snap your fingers, you get out.
Right.
Which isn't in their contract actually, so he was lying about that. And
can cross check that, I'm sure.
And some of these prisoners, well, we can look at the contract, yeah. But some of the prisoners actually wanted out, and they weren't allowed. Because Zimbardo had a sit down with the guards and says, no, you just don't let him out for any reason.
See, I have difficulty believing that because that's kidnapping.
That's illegal.
He would be in prison.
And the district attorney said that, yes, if they had actually pressed charges, it would have been...
What's the statute of limitations? They probably could have pressed charges for a very long time after that. That sounds ridiculous.
I don't 20 years maybe? 10 years? I think they have crossed that line. I don't think that they have an argument any longer.
I would be surprised if there is a statute of limitations.
I don't think that there's a statute. Yeah, you know what? I think legally there might be a statute of limitations, but I don't think that there would be a statute of limitations for Zimbardo to have his psychology license revoked if it were in fact proven that he broke the law at any time.
Yeah, there's no statute of limitations on the crime of kidnapping.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, what happens, but what if you,
this sounds like a blogger who's just riding on somebody's coattails to try and get fame.
It sounds like Zimbardo's a real douche. How are you not?
It doesn't sound like that to me. It sounds like this blogger's making a bunch of stuff up. He didn't kidnap these people. This blogger is making things up and trying to twist facts, and he's got one insider who is trying to run his own experiments that are based on BS and are not scientific or clinical.
Right. Who's this one insider who's running his own experiments?
The guy you mentioned, the Alex guy.
Stryker?
Yeah. Oh, no, wait.
The two guys? This is another experiment. This has anything to do with Blum. This is an old experiment, 2001.
Not Blum. Alexander Haslam.
Okay, his buddy. There's two of them.
Yeah, Alexander Haslam apparently is one of the ones who's responsible for, who is part of the original, has apparently went on to be a scientist because, okay, hey, these were students.
Okay,
right?
There's another book
that was to replicate the Stanford Prison Experiment, but isn't actually replicating it. They're trying to make their own argument about social identity.
And so we're talking only two experiments. This is such a popular experiment. We read about it in all the research books. To this day.
That's not Zimbardo's fault that there haven't been other people trying to replicate his work.
It's the fault that we can't do it anymore because it's not legal. Because everyone would get in trouble.
That's the government's fault, not Zimbardo's
fault. Okay, well, that's a whole other problem. But there's another book that came out, Thibault Le Texier.
By the way, I'm sure that you could replicate this experiment in China.
Well, let's get on the horn with Chinese folks, maybe Hong Kong.
Maybe whether it's legal or not to replicate the Stanford Prison Experiment, I think most people would agree that it would be unethical to attempt to.
I think this is knowledge we need.
I would not fund this research. I would not subject human beings to this. Would you? 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.